This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Yevgeny Prigozhin, the founder of Russia's Wagner mercenary force, said in a video published on Friday, the Ukrainian city of Bakhmut was practically surrounded by his forces and that Kyiv's forces had only one road left out.
Я обращаюсь к президенту Украины. Владимир Александрович Зеленский.
Prigozhin's men have spearheaded the assault in eastern Ukraine for months. Moscow regards Bakhmut as a useful stepping stone to seize bigger cities like Kramatorsk and Slovyansk. The Kremlin said Friday it would take steps to prevent cross-border incursions after Moscow blamed Ukrainian nationalists for killing two civilians in southern Russia the day earlier. On Thursday, Moscow claimed that quote-unquote, Ukrainian nationalists had crossed into the southern Russian region of Bryansk and killed two civilians, an allegation dismissed by Kyiv as a deliberate provocation. Putin has denounced the attackers as neo-Nazis and terrorists, saying they had, quote, penetrated the border area and opened fire on civilians. A Belarusian court has sentenced Alice Bialyatsky, Belarus's top human rights advocate and one of the winners of the 2022 Nobel Peace Prize, to 10 years in prison. Bialyatsky and three other top figures of a human rights center he founded were convicted of financing anti-government protests. They were arrested and jailed after massive protests over a 2020 election that gave authoritarian President Alexander Lukashenko a new term in office. Work was underway on Friday at the site of a train crash in Greece that killed at least 57 people, among them many university students. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Italy's Coast Guard said on Friday it rescued 211 migrants, saving them from a ship struggling in rough seas. The rescue came in the wake of Sunday's shipwreck off Italy's southern coast, in which at least 68 migrants died and several are missing. Italian prosecutors are looking into the incident amid a controversy over whether the Coast Guard and police could have done more to prevent the tragedy. Nigeria's Electoral Commission has declared Bolo Ahmed Tinubu the winner of last Saturday's presidential election. But the two major opposition parties have vowed to challenge the results in court. Timothy Obuzu has the latest from Abuja.
Winning 37% or nearly 9 million of the total votes, Bola Tinubu emerged victorious in the hotly contested presidential contest. He takes over from Muhammadu Buhari, who's stepping down after the constitutional limit of two terms, marked by widespread insecurity and economic problems. Tinubu's victory is being challenged by the opposition, People's Democratic Party and Labour Party. They allege the weekend election was rigged, with many Nigerians denied the chance to vote. Timothy Obinzu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Nigeria's Supreme Court on Friday ordered the central bank to extend until December 31st the use of old banknotes, whose withdrawal from circulation became an election issue after it caused cash shortages, widespread hardship, and anger. The timing left many Nigerians fed up, hungry, and exhausted right before the national election to replace President Muhammadu Buhari. The 16 states in Nigeria had brought the case to court, arguing that most Nigerians were stuck with old notes and needed more time beyond the February 10th date when the bills ceased to be legal tender in a botched move to replace them with newer ones. A court in Cambodia has found Kem Sokha, leader of the dissolved Cambodia National Rescue Party, guilty of treason, sentencing him to 27 years in prison. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma reports.
The Phnom Penh Municipal Court says Sokha, backed by foreign powers, had used human rights and politics as a guise to organize people to stage a color revolution aimed at toppling the legal government. Rights organizations have condemned the ruling. Amnesty International saying the Cambodian justice system has once again showed its jaw-dropping lack of independence by convicting Kem Sokha on baseless, politically motivated charges. This verdict, Amnesty says, is an unmistakable warning to opposition groups months before national elections. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.